Hello there. This is the Psychology Report, and I'm Dr. Alan Hedberg. Good to have you join me again on a very important topic, a topic that I have a considerable amount of interest in, aging. Now, what about this issue of aging? You know, it's often a time in life when people kind of walk the other way, turn around and walk away from you. Time when you are on a committee, you're discharged. You're on a board, you're let go. You know, when you have been part of a committee system of a church or organization of a community or whatever, you're often let go and terminated for somebody younger, new blood, so to speak. Aging is a tough time, a time of a considerable amount of rejection and loss. And with that comes a degree of real grief and feelings of loss, just like in a death. Aging also is a time when, you know, people kind of disregard your ideas or your thoughts, thinking that theirs is better, theirs is new and fresh and more relevant and more appropriate and more helpful. You know, but the contrary is often the case. Those that have aged and gained much experience have much experience to give and to share. They have much to participate in and generate a good feeling themselves. That they're still part of a process, still part of a ongoing dialogue in life. You know, when you look at aging, there are a lot of people that are considerably old and are still achieving, and achieving at great lengths. And we often sometimes play these down and disregard them. For instance, Mark Kagel. He was the first living artist to be or to have an exhibition at the Louvre Museum in Paris. He was 90 at that time, age 90. Alan Stewart, when he was 91, Alan Stewart's from New South Wales, he completed his Doctor of Law degree from the University of New England. At 92, Paul Sprangler finished his 14th marathon. At 93, P.J. Wodehouse worked on his 97th novel, and he was knighted. At age 94, comedian George Burns performed in Schenectady, New York. That was 63 years after his first performance there in New York. At 95, Nola Ochs became the oldest person to receive a college diploma. I one time saw a lady in my office who went to university for 20 years and graduated with an undergraduate degree in education because she wanted to be a teacher. And every Wednesday night, her husband bowled, joined a bowling team and at the bowling alley. So she went to school every Wednesday night for 20 years and finally graduated at the age of 74. Got her degree in education, got her certificate in education, and taught school. At 96, Harry Bernstein published his first book. It was entitled The Invisible Wall. At 97, Martin Miller was still working full-time as a lobbyist on behalf of the benefits for seniors. Beatrice Wood, at 98, a ceramist, exhibited her latest work in ceramics. The oldest person to climb Mount Fuji was 99, and Frank Shearer was the oldest active water skier in the world. And he was age 100. You see, being old doesn't mean that you have nothing to contribute or that you cannot be part of an ongoing process. You cannot contribute to this world. You cannot generate a series of experiences for yourself and for those who are close to you and love you. No. Aging is a time of considerable achievement, yet before the average person. One time I was with a corporation, and the CEO of the corporation, a new CEO of a corporation, took the position that he was age 50. So that anybody in his cabinet, anybody in his management team could not be older than 50. He didn't want anybody older than himself. In other words, he wanted to be the guy of wisdom. He wanted to be the guy of maturity. He wanted to be the guy that people would look up to. He was threatened by anybody who had more experience or more wisdom or age over him. That's short-sighted thinking. That's narrow-mindedness. That's just folly. To think that at age 50, somebody who's older than you cannot make you better, cannot contribute to your your ongoing cause. No, that is simply inappropriate and wrong thinking and prejudicial thinking. People who are older, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, contribute wisdom. They contribute experience. They've been there. They've done that. They can inform. They can guide. They can provide contacts. Every older person has hundreds of contacts in the world, all across the country. They might be useful, might be helpful. Older people can just add a sense of calm or a sense of perspective on a situation when things are tough, when things are getting out of hand, or when things are highly stressed. Aging is a time of considerable benefit if we just include, if we just embrace, if we just allow ourselves to not be threatened by anybody older, but to be engaged with somebody older and learn from them. Have an open mind and being open to the wisdom and to the ideas and to the experiences of people who are older. So if you are in a situation where people who you work with are older than you, get to know them better. Spend time talking to them. Get a perspective of history. Get a perspective of your work and what you do, and have them tell you how they see it and how they would recommend that you proceed with life and in your work world or your personal life and so on. But just benefit from people who have experience more than you and a different kind of experience than you've had. Share your life with them. Give them new experiences. Give them new insights. Let them see how you think. Let them see how you organize your life and how you set up your value system. And then have them react to that and have them comment on that. Let them share their history with you. And you share your fears with them. Let them share their perspective with you. And you share your anxieties and your uncertainties with them. And together you'll come together. And together you'll be both better. You'll both enjoy a much richer life because you've shared with each other, you've contributed to each other, and you've been part of the ongoing process of learning and giving and sharing and just being part of an ongoing dialogue of work and new experiences together. Aging is good. Aging contributes. Aging has much to offer, but you know we have to be open to those who are aged. We have to be open to those who are in the process of aging and just begin to see how we can learn, you know, from them, and then make sure that you contribute to their life as well. Because an older person still learns, an older person still enjoys, an older person still can be enriched, an older person can still have new experiences that will make them better, and you be the source of that. This has been the Psychology Report with Dr. Alan Hedberg, and I certainly encourage you to look at my website, booksbyhedberg.com. I'd like to refer you to a book in my website entitled Lessons from My Father. You know, I ask a bunch of patients, about 100 of them, to tell me the motto under which they grew up, the motto that their father or their mother would tell them over and over again as kind of a motivational motto or as a guidance in their life. And then I wrote those down and wrote a little story about it and then related it to some Bible characters and some Bible thoughts. It's kind of a meditational or motivational reading. We can learn from our fathers. And what I found from these 100 patients that told me their mottos, more than 80% of them got their mottos from their father, not their mother. Fathers are the ones who give mottos and who encourage through the use of mottos of various kinds, little phrases, little statements that are made over and over again to kind of guide in the developmental process. I don't know what your motto was, what your father told you, but think about it. But here's a book, Lessons from My Father, and it's a great book for Christmas giving. A lot of older men like reading it because it helped them reminisce on some of the thoughts and some of the learning opportunities that they had when they were younger. and how they tried to guide their younger people, their families, when they were younger, their children. Lessons from My Father. You'll find it on my website, booksbyhedberg.com. Pick it up and give it as a gift at Christmas. Bye for now.